producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Dakota today. NASA Consulting Services and the hubbub is well underway ahead of the Million Barrel Celebration, Million Thanks event that will happen in Tioga today. So encourage folks there, you know, within a few hours' drive of Tioga to come on in and take it in. Event the doors open at 10 and everything, the festivities get underway at 11 o'clock. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council is here, and thought we'd chat with Ron at the beginning of the show and just allow the North Dakota Petroleum Council that's hosting this event to welcome everybody in today. Ron, how are you doing?
Well, Scott, welcome to Tioga, North Dakota. This is where it all started in 1951 as that first oil well was successful. And, you know, back in those days when a farm struck oil, they had a party. So today, it's North Dakota's turn to celebrate today, and this is a great occasion for not only all of those people that work so hard in the oil and gas industry, but all of these communities and all of the community leaders and all of the good and all of the struggles that come along with this. It's a great thing, and people in Tioga are certainly excited, and it looks pretty good around here, doesn't it? Halliburton has three cookers today, so if you're listening out there, we hope you show up for lunch, and the governor will be here at 11 o'clock, and it's going to be a great day.
Should be a lot of fun. I notice out front there's also a lot of the equipment that the companies use, and there's a little museum set up up front of NASA Consulting Services here, so it's a little bit of a day to learn too about what the industry is doing and where it's going, right?
Well, that's what I really like about this. If you look at the journal here and you go back and look at the history, we had a lot of long history in North Dakota and circling around this oil activity, and there's been a lot of discussion about the Bakken, but this is a lot more than just about the Bakken. This is really about a lot of pioneers that have come through here that have really brought this to fruition.
Yesterday, I started the program by just trying to have folks that live outside the oil patch walk a mile in the shoes of folks in the patch, because, you know, everyday life in Stanley and Tioga and Watford City and Williston is very different than it is in Bismarck, Mandan, or Fargo, Moorhead, or Grand Forks, East Grand Forks, and yet it's what's fueling this incredible economic renaissance. I mean, there's a national story today about the first quarter economy going backwards 3%. We have the fastest growing economy in the country for I forget how many quarters in a row now, going the exact opposite direction. And that does come at some level of sacrifice from local folks here, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. But, you know, the good news is that as you look around here and the workers that are preparing for the event today, look at all these young faces and brand new grocery store, brand new office here at NASA Consulting. You drive by a couple of brand new apartments. I stayed in Tioga last night, and I don't know what you think, Scott, but it seems to me like every time I come out to Tioga, Williston, especially this more mature area of the Bakken, there are substantial advancements being made. I thought the traffic on Highway 2 has decreased substantially since I was here last, and that's because we're just getting more efficient. We're getting more pipelines in the ground. The companies are focused in on multi-pad drilling, and but that just comes with maturity.
It does, and you know, you're absolutely right. Every time you come out here, there's more and more and more of everything. I mean, there's going to be free flyovers today, so you get a chance to actually get above this. And if you would have the benefit of being able to do that, take a snapshot 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, 6 months ago, you would get a sense of the enormous amount of growth and the catch up that's happening. But these folks are, you know, they're a lot of these folks, even the younger faces, they're pioneers in a way. They're doing some homesteading like our ancestors did here, really.
Well, we are certainly at the tip of the spear for really the world when it comes to oil, shale, energy development and the technologies and the learning curve. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that we have challenges, but also if you look back at those challenges, we seem to tackle them, and we move on to the next challenge, because the next challenge is coming. When you put this many people into an area that just really for three or four decades had been nothing but losing people and declining infrastructure, now we're going exactly the opposite direction. And I always think the best struggle we can have is having to have votes whether we should build new schools.
No kidding.
Because votes to close schools are a lot harder.
And they're building them here. There's no question about that. Some news yesterday out of the pipeline conference, and you've got a company announcing a rather significant project down to Cushing. And Cushing's a term we haven't heard for a while because, you know, obviously with the other markets opening up and the ability of rail to get product to market and things going on, that Cushing used to be what? That was it, right? Cushing controlled so much in the oil industry. Now we're back to that. What explain the significance of this project?
Well, that was something I just learned about last week, and I didn't know who Enterprise Pipeline was, but apparently they're one of the largest players certainly in Texas and Oklahoma, and they bring with them a lot of credibility. And a pipeline, 340,000 barrels of oil, starting in Stanley, North Dakota, going through the Powder River Basin in Wyoming, expandable to 700,000 barrels of oil. And the best thing about it was what you explained and what they explained yesterday is by reversing some pipelines from Cushing, Oklahoma, where it's kind of if you get your barrel to Cushing, that's where you want to get it. That's the marketplace. But to Houston now, they've really been able to open up that Cushing market. So now there's going to be an interest in getting your barrel to Cushing because from there you can get it to the coast. And we all know that if you get your barrel of oil to the coast, you get a higher price. And that also comes along with the fact that that's one less barrel we get from overseas. So I thought it was a great concept yesterday. I hope it gets the support it needs, and it's certainly what we need.
And in addition to that, the governor announced a goal of doubling pipeline capacity out of North Dakota. And the significance of that, of course, is ease the bottleneck that's happening on the rail, and also remove some trucks off the road, right?
Well, those are all things that do reduce the congestion and the truck traffic and the dust traffic. And when you source a major pipeline like that right out of Stanley, and then drag it kind of through the Bakken, that's going to reduce a lot of truck traffic in itself because they'll be able to load into that. But I also want to, support that Enbridge Sandpiper pipeline that's going to go from basically from right here in Tioga all the way to Duluth, Minnesota, Superior, because another 250,000 barrels of oil getting into those Great Lakes refining markets will also help supply those refiners, which is gasoline coming back our way. But that means less trains going that way. I just hope that people can see the big picture that pipelines is the most safest, reliable way to move, certainly to move hydrocarbons, and we can do that pipeline safely, and we hope the people of Minnesota will support that pipeline because there are also hundreds and hundreds and thousands of Minnesotans doing business in the Bakken, and this regional economic pull is a good deal for Minnesota as well.
Now, help me on the math. We're talking about the new one announced by Enterprise. You're talking about the Sandpiper. You're talking about, obviously, the Keystone, if it ever happens, having an on-ramp. We just crossed the million-barrel threshold. I mean, what is the ultimate goal for capacity on between all of them, all of the sources, truck, rail, and pipeline? What are we gearing up for?
Well, if you're a producer, you want an oversupply. You want options, and certainly that's how you get a better price on your transportation, and you want to be able to move your barrel. Rail's not going to go away because there are refineries like that Philadelphia refinery that opened was sold to Delta and then opened again just because they were able to use Bakken crude oil instead of African Brent crude, so because they can get it for a little cheaper price. So we're still going to have rail, and we can move rail safely. And you see the upgrades on the rail tracks coming through here. By the way, that was pretty amazed this week that they're getting after it. So ultimate capacity, today we probably move 600,000 to 700,000 barrels by rail. So we had a lot of room for pipeline growth, and some of that is just getting those pipelines to the right markets. And these two pipelines, along with there's a Belle Fourche pipeline and a Highland Partners pipeline that was kind of a quieter deal, but you're going to move a lot of oil along the right along the eastern Montana border down into the Wyoming Guernsey market. So we've got pipelines coming. That's a good thing.
Absolutely. Well, a great opportunity today for folks to see what's happening up close. I really hope folks take the time to stroll in today and take part of all the wonderful things happening. I mean, what's not to love about a community barbecue and free airline rides to see the air tours? Absolutely free. Not every day that can happen. And just really soak it all in and recognize the significance of this milestone, right?
Scott, I just want to make another pitch to North Dakotans and folks across the border in Minnesota and South Dakota that, you know, you see and hear so much about the Bakken, and we've got a couple of wonderful summer months here. I encourage them to, you know, take a drive, drive through Stanley and get yourself a Whirl Whip at the drugstore and come through Williston, and there's a place, the hotels, you can find a hotel easily in any of these towns now. That was a balloon first. too much here! So, but, you know, stop in Medora, spend a night at Medora and see the musical, but you really have to come out and take a drive through the Bakken and make your own opinion.
Please do, and if you're anywhere near today, this event, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. will be a lot of fun. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, thank you, and Ron will be here, one of those addressing the crowd after 11, along with Governor Dalrymple today from NESA Consulting Services in Tioga. What's on Your Mind continues.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you want to relax, really relax, I've got the place. One of Minnesota's premier resorts on the beautiful shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Great walleye fishing, great boating fun, or just lay on a lounger and relax. Stroll downtown Walker, Minnesota, and do some shopping. The place is fantastic. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. But if you really want to relax, not only do you go to Chase, you got to stay at Chase. How about this deal? You stay three nights, you get the fourth free. We're going to extend that summer vacation all summer long. Now is the time to book your deal for the entire summer. Stay three nights at Chase on the Lake and receive your fourth night free. No blackout dates, no restrictions. Lakeside condo, Lakeview hotel room, you take your pick. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
One million barrels of oil a day. And that's worthy of a celebration. As Ron said in the old days, on the farm, they had oil, they'd throw a party on the farm. So this is the equivalent of that. And you'll want to take it in today. Hope you're able to join us in Tioga, Nesset Consulting Services. And by the way, when you get to town, find the Farm Festival building, which is, as you're on Highway 40, you come off Highway 2, you head north, come on into town, you pass Black Gold Suites, and the next development, just past the storage center, you'll see a white building. It's the Farm Festival building. From there, that's where you park. They'll shuttle you to NESA Consulting Service to be able to take it in. Then there's shuttles to the airport. There's shuttles out to the Iverson Farm where the first oil well was at, all part of the celebration. We continue on What's on Your Mind. Lots coming up today on the program, and caught Ron right at the top of the show, so I didn't get a chance necessarily to tell you everything we have going on. Garrett Groves will be here from Pinnacle's Agronomy Division. We'll talk ag here in just a little bit. We're also going to chat with a young girl from Ohio that's interning here with Murex Petroleum, a local petroleum company in Tioga, and just get the impression of a youngster from elsewhere about life in North Dakota and living the Bakken boom. We're going to chat with, of course, Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall for a full hour in the 10 o'clock hour as well. Meanwhile, as we always do at this time, it's time to hear from the left, Ellen Radner, and the right, Lenkeita Cullen, and the Golden Girls. Ladies, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, but let's just start out with some quick question, which is, before we go into our debate, what part of the great state of Ohio are these from?
I don't know where she's from. I don't know where that. All I know is she's from Ohio and interning at an oil company in North Dakota and has some interesting thoughts to share about life here. So I'll find that out for you, find out if there's a connection to the vast Ratner family footprint in Ohio.
Well, you know, I'm from Ohio, and you can take the girl out of Ohio, but you can't take Ohio out of the girl.
There you go. Now, here's the big story of the day. The U.S. economy had its worst performance in 5 years in quarter one. Ellen, can the news get any worse for the Obama administration? Here we are now.
Let me tell you something.
The president
has rescued the economy from your pal George W. Bush, who, in my view, wrecked the economy, got us down to the lowest Dow we have ever had, and you should thank the Lord for the president.
Okay, Ellen, but that was the argument when he came in, and by the way, 6 years ago. And
he created more jobs in that 6 years.
Did you just hear what I said? The U.S. economy had its worst performance in 5 years in the first quarter. We went backwards.
Than what it was under Bush.
That's not true.
It's really funny because I'm telling you, if there was a holdup at the bank and it was by the president, they'd still blame Bush. And the funny thing is, I mean, the sad thing is, the job situation is almost as bad, if not worse, than it was in the Depression. Everywhere you go, people are having a hard time. I don't understand why this president, in the great tradition of Democrats gone by, doesn't really get off the dime and create a jobs program like a WPA project. If they're all about jobs and they want to show this,
well, you know, they should create that, and nobody disagrees, but your Republicans in the House would stop any progress just to do in the president.
No, wait a minute. No, I disagree with that. Here's one area where they'd have agreement. Energy. Our federal lands alone have the key to eliminating our national debt, eliminating it. Imagine what that would do for the economy. Imagine what the job creation would do from energy development. I mean, right there. And yet, what do we have, Ellen? We have the EPA wanting to, shut down coal, take on oil, fracking. I mean, they're antagonistic to this level of job growth.
Well, how about the report that was issued yesterday by a former Treasury Secretary under Bush, as well as Mayor Bloomberg, saying if we do not control emissions of gases and climate control, we are going to wipe out the Midwest of this country.
Okay, well, you know that's BS, but the other thing is, I mean, they want to control everything that you eat and drink as well. But the problem is, Ellen, you know, we're about ready to go back to war for oil. And we have so much oil in this country, in our hemisphere. We have a lot of resources, including coal and nuclear and solar and wind, you name it, that we are not utilizing in a really smart way, and they all have to have a transition of natural gas. We're trying to pump up the hysteria instead of trying to find out a resolution here, which I think goes beyond party lines.
Yeah, so there's solutions.
How you could say that this report done by a former Republican Treasury Secretary Bloomberg, et cetera, is just false, when basically nobody's looking at the reality here. Yeah, we can frack our way or get oil sands, et cetera, in the energy. What is that going to do in the long run?
You had 30 former NASA scientists that were coming out against the directors of director of NASA and all of the hyperbole and BS over the situation on CO2, and all questioning this ridiculous statement that the science has settled. There's not really been a definitive kind of a conference of these great minds from all perspectives to have a legitimate discussion about global warming that's not skewed. And I think that hurts the American people.
By the way, one other story, just to follow up to yesterday, Ellen poo-pooed this idea that Hillary had not performed well in this book rollout. There was a story in The Hill yesterday. Clintons are in damage control mode, and it quotes anonymously, of course, Team Clinton folks, who say, this is a real problem. In fact, former president, her husband, Bill, yesterday had to defend his wife, saying she's not out of touch, and lashed out at the criticism during an appearance at the Clinton Global Initiative America conference. So, Ellen, it's not crazy white wingers that are saying this. It's the folks inside the Hillary camp. What do you say now?
I say they're looking for somebody else to affiliate with to be the staffer for president. I don't trust any of it.
I mean, they're calling her the Republican, the Democratic equivalent rather of the Romney. Folks in the out-of-touch campaign. And again, this is Clinton folks. This isn't folks trying to associate with some other...
Well, if this were a football game, you know what they'd call her? They'd call her Wrong Way Corrigan, the person that takes the football and puts it on the wrong side. In other words, she's sabotaging her own Democratic Party and putting the touchdown on the side of the Republicans because she's doing such a bad job. They need to get someone in there to help her.
It's tricky for someone to be promoting a memoir where they need to be talking about themselves but talk about the other people instead. But she needs to use these opportunities to tell stories about the people she's met. She needs to say, when I was here, I met X and she did Y, and that's led to Z, which has framed her policy thinking. She needs to ground the conversation. The dead broke comment continues to really create problems. And I'm quoting again Clinton folks, Ellen, just so you know. So I just wanted to point that out because yesterday you thought I was just crazy that Hillary did anything other than perform marvelously on the stage. So it isn't just conservative critics. Anything quickly on last night's primary results, either in New York with Chuck Rangel surviving and Thad Cochran surviving, you two?
Well, I do know that in Mississippi, a lot of Democrats voted for Cochran in an open primary because they were terrified of the Tea Party person. We could have made it without the Dems.
Is that a problem for him?
Well, he did not concede. He really lashed out at the Democrats and at the fact that he thinks that the Republican Party is not the party it used to be.
Yeah, that's going to be a little bit ugly to watch. All right, the ladies, the golden girls from the left, Ellen Ratner from the right, Vankita Cullen, thank you much. Chat with you later. We'll talk ag coming up next on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When the tank's on low, head for PetroServe USA locations. Hi, friend Scott Hannon here to tell you where I fill up. PetroServe USA, you know why? They help America fuel better. 100% American-made fuels. The choice at the pump, that's what you get from a PetroServe USA location. Bismarck, Mandan, Valley City, and Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, they're in Dilworth and Glendon, up in Bemidji, down in Wappan. There's a location near you, and they have the 4-for-4 deal. That's right. Hot stuff breakfast pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce fountain pop, or a coffee's $4. Great way to start the day, the 4-for-4 deal. And that's all day, every day. For lunch or dinner, a single topping, hot stuff pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce fountain pop, 4-for-4. Here's some other great deals in June. The Deli Express Double XL Charbroil with Cheese, or the Double XL Chicken with Cheese, or the Barbecue Rib Double XL, all $2.99. Chex Mix for 99 cents, or Jack Link's 10-ounce beef sticks at $1.09. Just some of the great specials you'll find at a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America feel better.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Top of the hour. We're live at the NASA Consulting Services today, broadcasting live for the 1 million barrels, 1 million thanks event put on by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, hosted by NASA Consulting Services here in Tioga. Ribbon cutting, air show, flyby, Texas Flying Legends are going to be here, an air show. Won't that be something? And just a whole host of events, including, by the way, a big community barbecue. So doors open at 10. 11 a.m. is when things get underway, and they're going to be short on speeches and long on just, you know, neighbors talking to neighbors and taking in the things. So I'll give you a little rundown of the exact schedule and what will be happening here in just a little bit. But I first want to chat with Garrett Groves, who is the location manager for Pinnacle's Agronomy Division. And Garrett joins us Wednesday and talks about what's happening out in the fields with the producers, growers, and give you a chance to get up to speed on the latest in the week that was in agriculture in the northwest of North Dakota, and also a great resource if you have questions going forward. Garrett, welcome back. How are you?
Well, not so bad. How about yourself?
Very good. Busy day in Tioga today, isn't it?
It's shaping up to be that way, yeah.
Although it is, for the 25th of June, a little chilly. It looks like we got not a lot of rain, but a little bit of rain overnight. And pretty much that's been the story here the last couple of weeks. Cool and a little moist, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd say it grows on you, but you kind of get used to just being frustrated.
The frustration factor is just kind of it's the story of this particular summer so far. Anyway, you need that temperature to get up there into the 80s and warm things up a little bit. Well, just give us a little sense of what the frustration's from here, what it's causing.
Well, I mean, you know, it's we haven't had a full day of sunshine, you know, and warm temperatures almost all spring. You know, we've had a little afternoon shower things go through and stuff. The crop would really get cranked up here if we had 4 or 5 days of that sunny and 80 degrees business. That would be a good thing.
We need it, that's for sure. Give me an update on spraying progress. How's that going?
Well, we're doing pretty good. Aside from the Mother Nature won't cut us a break, but the times guys are going, they're really going, and we've had some a little bit of activity with the airplane, doing some herbicide work and doing some spraying on like winter wheat and that. But we're sitting pretty good as far as I would say. Over half to, the crop has already been sprayed, so we're in a pretty good spot overall.
And you mentioned some aerial applications going on. I noticed a few out yesterday. Talk a little bit about what you guys offer in aerial fungicide applications.
Well, we run an aerial application program similar to, our other outfits are in the area. It's something that we've been doing here now for 3 years, and I guess it's kind of one of them deals. When you get a crop that late in the year, let's just say spring wheat or durum, for example, a guy doesn't want to be tracking it down. And then, this year especially, last year, very similar, the risk of fusarium head blight is pretty fairly high. So, it's just one of those services we offer, and a lot of growers do utilize that. It's a money making deal for the grower because one, he doesn't track it down, and two, he gets fungicide application on timely.
So it pencils out pretty good.
Yeah, last year we had if not all of our growers, a very very high percentage say that they would definitely do it again, just for the sole reason that it. There's not much concern for them. The guy goes and looks at the fields and gets them timed, and then you just get it done with an airplane.
And, back to the frustration factor, is there any particular, weed you're seeing, anything that's causing more of a concern than normal given the cooler temps and the wetter conditions and lack of sunshine?
No, not so much a weed. It's just getting things done timely, I think, is the biggest frustration. It's, you make your plans in the morning, and then Mother Nature deals you a bad hand, and then you got to make plan B, C, D, E, F, to continue on being progressive. And, there's been days I've been in the middle of the bottom of the alphabet trying to figure out what to do.
Give me some light at the end of the tunnel. When you're chatting with growers, what's the best of a bad situation right now?
Right now, our small grains look fantastic. The stand was definitely there when they came up, and we picked up some. Of course, we picked up some rain. Whether timely or not, but. It's definitely, there's some definite potential there to be, some yield that guys will be pleasantly surprised with. Row crops are looking pretty good. Canola is looking pretty good. Overall, the crop looks fairly good, all the way from, I would say statewide, the crop probably looks good. So.
There's a lot of green out there, that's for sure. It's just that we're a little bit behind. So we're going to need a long, hot summer, aren't we?
Yeah, right.
Anything else your phone's ringing about, Garrett?
Not really. It's kind of been just, checking on this, checking on that, and, a lot of new soybean growers this year, so we've been looking at a lot of fields of soybeans, and the stand looks pretty good. Guys just got to keep them clean, and, just keep an eye on them is about all a guy can do.
And what would you say has had the difficult time given the weather situation?
Well, it's like I said before, just getting things done in a timely manner. I mean, you make a plan, hey, this is what we're going to do today, and then it rains, and now you're out a day or two, so.
Any particular crop that's faring the worst out of it?
No, I don't think any one stands out more than another. It's just getting it all done, and getting it all done within a manageable amount of time has just been the most frustrating part.
All right, and if you need a little help in that regard, that's what the good folks at Pinnacle are for. You can give Garrett and the team at Pinnacle Agronomy a call, and they'll help you out. What's the best way to get a hold of you, Garrett?
You can call me direct on my cell phone. That's 701-621-1477.
Get out a pencil and a napkin and talk a little bit about that aerial application, saving you some money in the long run. Sounds like the way to go, to plow through and get her done and get the boxes checked. 701-621-1477 for Garrett Groves, Pinnacles Agronomy Division, our guest every Wednesday, talking ag in the Bakken. Thanks, Garrett.
Bye.
Good to talk to you. Have a great day.
You too.
Hope you get some time for a little barbecue over here at NESA Consulting Services. They've got, you think you've seen a barbecue grill, folks. You've not seen one until you see what Halliburton has. It takes an 18-wheeler to tote this thing around. That'll give you an idea of what that sucker can do. It's pretty, pretty amazing. Let me just give you the schedule of events here and what's happening. As I mentioned, the doors open at 10. And again, anybody coming into Tioga, here's the best way to do it. Highway 2 to Highway 40, north on 40. You're going to come into town. You'll pass the Black Gold Suites, which is on your left as you come into town. You're heading northbound. So that'll be on the west side of 40. And then just a little bit past the past the Black Gold Suites, you'll see the Farm Festival building, also on the north side of the building. You know, the Hess plant and Hess headquarters is on the west side. Park at the Farm Festival building, all right? And there's shuttles that'll be going, nice big buses that'll be taking folks from there to NESA Consulting Services. And that's where actually doing the welcome at 11. Governor Dalrymple will be here. And again, a very short program at 11 o'clock, a little bit of ribbon cutting. And then right at 11:30 is when the air show begins and the flyby. And this is the Texas Flying Legends that'll be flying. These are iconic World War II airbirds. After the air show, they're going to be on display out at Tioga Airport as well, so you can check them out. But anyway, so the air show and the flyby will happen at 11:30. Then the community barbecue gets going. And they got a shrimp fest here going too. Halliburton and Capital Lodge putting those two things on. Anytime between noon and 2, good time to stop by for that. Then also the bus tours of North Dakota's very first oil well. And air tours of the Tioga area. And literally you go out to the airport and hop on a plane and off you go. And get a tour and get a chance to see the amount of oil production, the gas plant, the rail loading facility. You really get a sense of the enormous amount of infrastructure that's being added and all of the the housing projects. And there's nothing like seeing it from the air. There really isn't. And I don't recall ever hearing about an air tour that was free. Usually, you know, you're paying a few bucks to go up and take a look, but this is absolutely free. And then they'll also have, as I mentioned, the iconic warbirds from the Texas Flying Legends Museum out there as well. The Tin Star Band is going to be performing from noon until 3 here at NESA Consulting Services, too. So the whole lineup is at ndoil.org, ndoil.org, and here's the big thing. You're not going to pay for one thing when you come here today. This is all free, open to the public, no charge whatsoever, and lots of little goodies. In fact, I'm looking right now at black and gold candy bars that are in the shape of a barrel of oil, courtesy of NESA Consulting Services that they're handing out. And I see these are made by Mikey's Country Candy out of Burlington, North Dakota. And the folks from Dakota Sunrise Brokers out of Minot are distributing these. And I did sample them just because I wanted to, you know, we'll make sure before you come and they hand these out free that, you know, we have an opportunity to test them for you. And I've never tasted a caramel bar like this sucker. It is really, really good. So check that out when you come by. The other thing I did mention is the museum. They have actually a really neat oil history museum set up at NESA Consulting Services. So you'll want to check that out, too. And just so much to do. So please take advantage of the celebration. The historic milestone of 1 million barrels is here. And so a perfect opportunity for 1 million thanks that will happen today in Tioga at NESA Consulting Services. Whole lineups at ndoil.org. If you missed any of that, ndoil.org. And otherwise, we'll see you in Tioga today. All right, when we come back, we will check some weather and get set to take your phone calls on the program we call What's on Your Mind. 855-200-1776 is that toll-free telephone number. When you call it, you press 1 to leave a message. You press 2 to ask your questions. We do have the Talk Radio Town Hall today in the 10 o'clock hour. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here for the entire 10 o'clock hour, and that always gets busy. Never gets all the calls that come in. So if you want to make sure your question gets answered, get it in now for Congressman Cramer at 855-200-1776. 1776 Press 1. More from Tioga coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
NESA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nessa on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about NESA Consulting Service, go to nesaconsulting.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Tioga, broadcasting today from NASA Consulting Services for the 1 Million Barrels, 1 Million Thanks event. Yesterday, I talked on the program about a need for the rest of the state to understand what it is folks are going through here in the Bakken, and really thank them for being at the tip of the spear and realizing they're dealing with a very different way of life and a pace of life and just things we take for granted in other parts of the state than everybody else. Jim from Watford City sent a note, said, just heard on your broadcast about thanks to those of us that live in western North Dakota. Eastern North Dakota really has no idea what we are going through out here. We appreciate everything that oil has brought, but our lives have been totally changed by infrastructure needs, traffic, population, lack of fire and police personnel, not even room in our local jails for those breaking the law. The easy way out is to just leave the area, but we're too proud of our state to do that, so we try to endure all the issues to maintain our old way of life. We don't have that old way of life anymore. We have a new normal, if you can call it normal. A valid comparison for Easterners would be to put a two-lane road between Bismarck and Mandan or Fargo-Moorhead or Grand Forks, East Grand Forks, and run 15,000 trucks across that road. Then they might get it. Thank you tremendously for mentioning us out here. We're trying to do the best we can, says Jim in McKenzie County. Appreciate the feedback, Jim. And I just think it's a walk a mile in my shoes kind of moment to understand what it is that's happening out here. So it's one of the reasons we did mention it. Appreciate the feedback. I mean, as Ron said, you know, I look throughout NESA Consulting today, I see a lot of young folks. That wasn't the case 5 years ago, 10 years ago. There's an enormous amount of opportunity. So there are certainly challenges, and he's laid out a few of those. And that's what I think people need to understand. There's also enormous opportunity. But it comes at a bit of a sacrifice of living differently than how we live in the rest of the state. So that's why I brought it up, and appreciate the feedback from Jim today on the program as well. Here is the telephone number for us on the program today, 855-200-1776. And I want to remind you that Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here in the 10 o'clock hour for our weekly talk radio town hall. Questions or comments for him, certainly welcome. Hearing yesterday regarding the Spirit Lake situation, look forward to getting a run-through on that from Congressman Cramer today as well. So that'll be coming up on the program. The telephone number for you to join us at any point in the program is 855-200-1776. One is the number you push if you just want to leave a message, question for Congressman Cramer, comment for the show. Anything else, too, if you want to chat with us live on the air. Let's deal with the forecast here. As I mentioned, it's cloudy here in the patch today. Hopefully not too cloudy for an air show. There is a slight chance of showers, but that'll come later in the day. Forecast looks like this mix of clouds and sun. Waiting for the sun. 74 for a high. Southeast wind at 10 to 20. Isolated thunderstorm possible this evening. And occasional showers overnight. Low about 59 with a southeast wind at 10 to 20. We'll be up there in the mid-70s today. We'll warm up tomorrow and Friday. Not a lot of sunshine, but a mix of some thundershower activity rolling through, but sun will shine part of the day. So, growers, you'll string a couple of days together of decent weather anyway. 79 tomorrow, 79 on Friday. Then the weekend cools back off into the low 70s as well in the patch. 55 right now, heading for 73 in Tioga. Williston at 57, Watford City at 54, Newtown 55, Stanley 55, Columbus, North Dakota's cloudy at 57. Let's go back in the valley. Look at the forecast there. 59 right now in Grand Forks. Cloudy skies early, then partly this afternoon. 73 for a high today in the valley. Eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, expecting east breeze 5 to 10 over most of the area. Clear tonight, low about 56 degrees, and southeast wind at 5 to 10. Still light breeze right now. Southeast, rather northeast at about 7 miles an hour. And as I look ahead tomorrow, 77, Friday 81, Saturday 82, Sunday 81. So pretty good draw there heading into the weekend. And at least some sunshine each of those days. Some thundershower activity again over the weekend to be expected. Around the region, cloudy 59 in Grand Forks. As I mentioned, Hillsboro cloudy 63. Grafton 57 cloudy. Should be 73 there today. Foggy right now in Kindred at 61 degrees. Same with Breckenridge. Fergus Falls, some fog in 59. Just cloudy in Detroit Lakes, 59 degrees at this hour. Thief River Falls, 59 and cloudy. Watertown, partly cloudy, 61. Down in South Dakota, Aberdeen, 57 degrees. Be about 79 there. At Fargo, 63 at this hour, 75 for a high today. And west-northwest breeze at about 6 miles an hour blowing right now. So there's your weather forecast and how we're looking on that front. Coming up on the program today, we're going to give you a chance to weigh in on a couple of issues. On the local front, this pipeline news. And I want to get your take on that news. And one particular project announced yesterday, Enterprise, would have a pipeline from North Dakota's Bakken down to the Cushing area that would ultimately take oil down to the coast. And the governor announcing a proposal to double pipeline capacity. Bold goal. What do you think of that? You're either going to be in a anti-Keystone XL pipeline-like mode like the Obama administration is, or you're going to see that as good news. Great story out of Jamestown, North Dakota, about a coffee shop that can't get employees, so it's operating on the honor system. Could that happen anywhere else? I'm not so sure. So, and interesting story in the it's actually an editorial in today's Grand Forks Herald, in which the Herald is criticizing Governor Dalrymple for a lack of geographic balance on the Board of Higher Education. I want to talk a little bit about that. And then, of course, a couple of national stories. Dick Cheney projecting another 9/11 based on what's happening in Iraq right now. You have the economy shrinking. You have more VA scandals. And we need underwear for youngsters that have crossed the border illegally. Holy buckets. All coming up on What's On Your Mind, folks. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
What's the number one need in the Bakken? Affordable housing. Folks, it's here in Stanley, North Dakota, and I want you to see it for yourself Saturday at Frontier Village, a new development located on the west side of Stanley, very close to great amenities like the new Cashwise store, just north of that location on the north side of Highway 2, real close to the Holiday Station store, walking distance to schools. It's here, and it's affordable. There's model homes that you can see. You can move in immediately. Lots of choices of manufactured homes. It's never been easier to get into a new home that meets your needs and meets your budget. This is truly affordable housing. 9 to 5 Saturday, stop by for the open house at Frontier Village, west edge of Stanley, just north of Cashwise Foods. Can't wait? Call 701-628-2418. One more time, 701-628-2418. Open houses every Saturday now through the end of July at Frontier Village, west edge of Stanley, just north of the Cashwise Food on the north side of Highway 2.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.